The following audio content is a weekly devotional by Tim Smith. For more information, please see our website at www.waterfromrock.org. Welcome to Water from Rock. I am Tim Smith with our weekly devotional entitled, God in Our Breath. It is taken from Job chapter 27, verses 1 through 4. Job again took up his discourse and said, As God lives, who has taken away my right, and the Almighty, who has made my soul bitter, as long as my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils, my lips will not speak falsehood, and my tongue will not utter deceit. Take a deep breath and hold it. Let it out. Deep breath. Hold it. Let it out. No, I'm not a doctor, nor do I play a doctor on TV. I'm not checking your breathing, but simply encouraging you to become aware of the Holy Spirit breathing into you. Biblically speaking, every breath you take, you are drawing from the Holy Spirit. Breathe in, breathe out. We do it 12 to 14 times per minute, 17,000 to 20,000 times a day without usually thinking about it. We just do it. But it is the Holy Spirit breathing his very life into us. I see this in today's scripture text in which Job swears an oath. He says, As long as my breath is in me and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. That gets my attention because Job understands that each breath he takes is the Spirit of God breathing life into him. That's how close God is to us. That's how close God is to you, breathing life into our noses. Now elsewhere in Job chapter 33, verse 4, Job exults as he says, The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. That's the Spirit of God breathing into my very nostrils. That's an important data that's left out of our human anatomy textbooks, isn't it? But notably, in both the Hebrew Old Testament and the Greek New Testament, the same words, ruach and pneuma, can be translated as both breath and spirit. God's Spirit is as close to you and me as our very breath. Now, people often associate the Holy Spirit with spectacular and rare experiences, but Job associates the Holy Spirit with all day long breathing precious life into him. It's a miracle, but it's a miracle so close to us that we seldom give it thought. All day long, we are breathing in the Holy Spirit, and yet we do not notice. St. Augustine, in his Confessions, he reminds that the Holy Spirit is, quote, higher than my highest and more inward than my innermost self, end of quote. In other words, the Holy Spirit is closer to us than we are to ourselves. So stop and ponder it. God is as close to you right now as the breath you are receiving. Catherine of Siena, in her book, The Dialogue, she writes, The soul is in God, and God is in the soul. God is closer to us than water is to a fish. A fish pulls oxygen out of water to breathe. God is closer. God is our breath. He sustains us. End of quote. Take a moment now to breathe deep and to ponder these lines from a poem by Quaker poet Jeffrey Whedon. Breathe in the quiet purpose of this place. Through outward stillness, seek a calm within. Here we find forgiveness and forgive. Here feel the healing miracle begin. Breathe in communion, friend with quiet friend, each drawing closer to this timeless hour as all our different needs and gifts are drawn to the one source of comfort, love, and power. I am a fellow traveler, Tim Smith.